Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Punjab Chemicals & Crop Protection 1Q FY24 conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yep, thank you, Darwin. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I would like to welcome all the participants on the call of Punjab Chemicals & Crop Protection. From the management, we have Mr. Shaleen Shroff, Managing Director, Mr. Vinod Gupta, CEO, and Mr. Ashish Nair, CFO on the call. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Shroff for opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shroff.
Good afternoon to everybody. Vinod Gupta will give you a brief introduction, so I hand over to Vinod.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody, and I welcome all of you for Q1 FY24 earnings call. As I think already informed, Mr. Shaleen Shroff, our Managing Director, and Mr. Ashish Nair, CFO, are there on the call with me. First of all, let's start with a brief overview of the sector. As all of you know, agrochemical industry has been facing a lot of uncertainty over the last six months, mainly due to high channel inventory at high cost, and also that followed by an unprecedented price drop in some of the key active ingredients. And this is also due to oversupply in the market, demand going down, and adverse weather condition. On domestic front, the delay in monsoon and uneven rainfall distribution has affected the sowing pattern in the country and demand of the agrochemical products. We in Punjab Chemicals are keeping a close watch on this changing business dynamics and are taking decisions based on prevailing and near-future expectations. We are tracking market condition both in global as well as domestic market. As we talked in our last few calls, our strategic initiative for emphasizing on R&D, for focusing on cost and yields, has started yielding results. We are constantly working to improve our existing product portfolio based both in terms of efficiency, quality, capacity, significant emphasis on safety, and also making our product more carbon-friendly. On new product development, we are working on new chemistries and also identifying new molecules. As outlined in our presentation, we have an exciting pipeline of products under development. Some of these products, we have given some commercial samples to our customers, and they have been well received. There may be some delay because of current market condition in commercialization of these products, but we are in constant dialogue with our customer, and as the market condition normalizes, we are very hopeful that these products will take off in a very nice manner. We are continuously working to reach agreements with our customers on these products. Our production facilities in Dera Bassi and Lalru are working fine. Our capacity utilization for Dera Bassi is at 81%. Lalru is at 55%, where we are working to improve our capacity. Our industrial chemical division continues to have a very steady performance. Now, along with this, now probably I'll conclude with some towards the I'll come to the numbers. We have started the year on a healthy note. We have shown growth across our several key matrices. I'm happy to announce that we have begun this financial year 2024 on a strong note with a revenue of 281 crores. And also, we have achieved the highest-ever EBITDA margin in our history in a quarter of 38 crores. Along with this comes the challenges of the market, and next few quarters are going to be challenging. And we are working to enhance our strength in R&D, product portfolio, close monitoring of the market, inventory, and our cost to sustain this journey of success. Our efforts, which are directed towards strengthening our product portfolio and customer portfolio, not only in India, but across various geographies, that efforts will continue. I think with this, I will conclude my part of the conversation and I'll hand over to our CFO, Mr. Ashish Nayak, for detailed analysis of our financial numbers.
Thanks, Shalilji and Vinodji. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our Q1 earnings call. I'll provide a brief overview of our financial performance for the quarter. On quarterly performance, revenue from operations for Q1 FY24 stood at INR 281 crores, registering a healthy growth of 44% quarter-on-quarter and 3.4% year-on-year basis. The quarter also saw an improvement in both exports and domestic sales, which contributed to the revenue growth. In Q1 FY24, the revenue share of the export market was 52%. The gross margins for the year, for the quarter stood at 35.3%. There was a slight dip in the gross margins, which was attributable to the change in the product mix. We are very focused on factors in our control, and our initiatives for cost optimization have led to significant improvement in the EBITDA. As mentioned by Vinodji earlier, we are happy to announce a new milestone achievement with our highest ever quarterly EBITDA at INR 38 crores, delivering a robust growth of almost 78% quarter-on-quarter and 7.4% year-on-year basis. EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 13.4%, an increase of 260 basis points quarter-on-quarter and 40 basis points year-on-year basis. The net profit for the quarter stood at INR 22 crores as against 20 crores same period last year, a growth of 7.7% year-on-year, and registered a spectacular growth of 583% Q-on-Q. PAT margins for the quarter stood at 7.8%, up 40 basis points year-on-year and 620 basis points quarter-on-quarter. With this, I now conclude my speech and open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Jain with Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, loud and clear.
Thanks. So, sir, congratulations on a wonderful set of numbers. And this is in an environment which is so tough and where most of the companies, including the MNCs and overseas companies in our segment, have been quite cautious or have been not posting that kind of number. So just to understand, sir, what has helped us to deliver this kind of numbers, both on the sales and the profitability part? And because I also see, and correct me if my data is wrong, is correct or not, with regards to the production, it looks like at Dehradun, our production is down by around 10% compared to the last year, quarter one. And at Larru, it is almost flattish. So if you could just try to make us understand what has exactly helped us to deliver this kind of growth in an environment where prices of materials, products have been on the decline.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Rahul, for the question. Broadly, yes, I think you have very good observations around capacity utilizations. Let me start with that. But what we have tried to do is to be very conservative on our, first of all, the inventories, so and our cost controls. Second thing, what we are doing is, as and when the product mix is coming or any opportunity that is coming in our hand, we are just going aggressively after that and capturing that opportunity. Now, the market efforts in getting the capacity, this business opportunities, not losing any opportunity, whatever comes our way, is helping us to sort of keep the momentum going in terms of the revenues. Now, coming to the capacity utilization, I think capacity utilization is generally in tons. Now, but it does not reflect the value part. So maybe, you know, we just got some high value product and you know, that's where the capacity will look lower, but the numbers will look better. So broadly, this has been our approach, where we are keeping a close track on the market. We are not going very aggressive on inventory. We are sort of trying to do just-in-time kind of a management for our most of our raw materials to see that we are not adversely impacted by any price.
So do I assume or do I understand the sales growth has been basically where the realizations have also gone up? It is due to a better product mix, and if you could share some details, maybe you may name the product or not, but is it like some of the new products or the product mix has changed whereby the value of the products are much higher than what it was in the earlier mix?
I think we don't generally discuss product specific details, but I think your reading maybe is correct, that I think we basically got share of higher value product more this time, and that's where you see a better numbers. And then I think this coupled with our efforts, I think we have been telling that last 2 years we have been investing in asset renewal, efficiency improvement, yield improvement. Some of those initiatives have started paying off.
Could you share some new product contribution in this sale, if that is possible to share?
No, I think we generally avoid disclosing this kind of specific information. But all I can say is that we have exciting product pipeline available with us. And going ahead, our share of new product in the business will be more and more.
Sure. Last thing, sir, how do you see the environment? So there is no one-off in the numbers which we see. Is that correct? Right?
There is no one-off in these numbers. And I mean, these are all normal routine business transactions. Just taking the call at the right time and focusing, trying to deliver the product at the right cost to the customer. Yes, industry trend everybody knows, and we are closely tracking that industry trend.
So last question, if I may squeeze in. So how do we see the scenario going ahead in terms of, you know, what we have been hearing is that things continue to remain bad and prices are just not stabilizing. So if you could share some details on overall environment, both on the domestic and the export side, more so on the agrochemical side, post this quarter and going as we speak today and also going ahead, how do you feel the environment is shaping up? Are we through with the inventory destocking? Have the prices stabilized? Are they somewhere moving? Some of the products have the prices stabilized and have also started moving up. Some color on exactly what is happening on the ground, sir, both regards to demand and inventory and pricing.
I think broadly industry trend is obviously, as you said, is very, very challenging. And this will continue to be in this situation of uncertainty for next two quarters is what we envisage. Now, after this comes obviously the inventory position and the specific product where we are in the market. Now, obviously there are some products where prices are not stabilizing, prices keep on going down, or in some cases suddenly shoot up also. This will all depend on the weather conditions over the next 8 to 10 weeks, both here and in Europe. Now, if the weather conditions become favorable, I think the industry will be out of this challenging phase much faster than what everybody is thinking. So we are all keeping a close watch. All I can say is that, yes, market condition is challenging. And we are taking all the right steps to make sure that our volumes keep on getting picked up. And we don't take any unnecessary risk.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pujan Shah from Congruence Advisors. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, sir. My first question would be on the patent expiry. So if we look at in the presentation, we have discussed about that 100+ agrochemical.
You very clearly.
Hello.
Yeah.
So as per the presentation, we have clearly we are witnessing the off patent in 2023 till 2023. So going off patent, some of the products, so might the market value would be eroded after the going off patent. So how we have been presented over that product specific and how we are growing, because everyone has been stuck into pricing and inventory channelization. So I just wanted to know, is there any benefit which we can take for this specific situation, because we are in the prospect side of the industry?
So I think there is no specific response, but the general response is that yes, there are a lot of products which are going off patent. And as you rightly said, I think there is a fear of market getting overcrowded. However, and that's where critical selection of the product will play a very important role. So we are looking at a product where we can be competitive in long run, where we'll have an advantage over a sustainable advantage over a long period. So that's how we are looking at this product which are going off patent. And the market access. So we are doing a complete study on that part. So we're not running after every product. We are selecting the products very, very judiciously.
But sir, in this, any specific product we have been working on, like
we don't disclose specific details, because that's more of our own internal MIS.
I think just to add to Vinod what he said, the R&D, as we have been talking for the last two or three calls, Punjab has put in a lot of effort to make the R&D very strong. And today, whatever products we are looking is within the chemistries which we know and the newer chemistries where we are very competitive. So moving forward, the products which we are looking and which in the opening remarks which Vinod mentioned, that product costing and efficiency is very, very important. So that's where our focus is. And once again, apology, but certain products we are under a secrecy agreement, so it's very difficult to mention. But yes, major is the agrochemical sector in which we are concentrating. That's what I can say.
Okay. And my second question would be on the capacity utilization. So Lalu, as we are witnessing 55% of capacity utilization, so do we think that once the demands comes up and the once Lalu capacity increases, we will be directly getting the increase in the bottom line, as you know that the fixed cost has already been, we have been maintaining in Lalu?
Yeah, I think your assumption is right, that as the market condition improves, Lalu capacity utilization will improve, and at the same time we are also exploring some more products for Lalu specifically. We are confident that over the next 2-3 quarters, our capacity utilization will be significantly better.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. That was my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jainam Ghilani with Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for a great set of numbers. So what is the CAPEX plan for the current year and the next year?
For the current financial year, we have a budget of roughly around 40 crores, of which in the first quarter we have already incurred about 9 to 9.5 crores, and the balance would be spent across the balance period of time. As far as the CAPEX plan for the next financial year is concerned, that's something which is under consideration.
Okay.
Depending upon the market conditions and how we expect the products and the new products to be rolled out, we will accordingly take the call.
Okay. And so what is the peak revenue that we can reach at the current capacity, and what is the optimum utilization that we can reach at both the plants, sir?
See, optimum capacity, this is a multi-product facility. Okay. Every product has a different product cycle and a different realization price. Again, this price is dependent upon the markets. So some markets, the prices are much far better as compared to some of the other markets.
So it's a very complex calculation, I would say. So I will not be in a position to comment as to what is the peak revenue, because it depends upon the product mix at that point of time, okay, and the kind of markets that these products are being sold in. Okay, so that would be very hypothetical, and I mean, it would not be fair for me to answer that question directly.
Just to add what Ashish said, you know, at Dehradun we are at almost 80 plus. Largely because of the product, we are at around 50-55, and we believe in the next 2-3 quarters we should go to around 70-75%.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, you are audible, so you may proceed
with
your question.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So you mentioned about the industry scenario remaining challenging, right? And you do expect uncertainty to continue for next 2 quarters. And so based on this background, do we expect any kind of changes in our outlook that we have given earlier in terms of 20-25% revenue growth and 14-15% EBITDA margin for this year?
I think we... current situation is anyway different. Did we ever give the revenue growth projections? But I mean, 25% looks difficult. Let's be this thing. But overall, we are very optimistic of growth during the year.
And I think, you know, as we said, that there are some products which are already commercialized, samples have been approved. But because of the dynamics in the market, there has been a little delay. It is not that the business is gone. We have been constantly in touch with our customers, and we are pretty hopeful that within the next between 8 to 12 weeks, we should be in a position to restart talking to them and take it forward. Also, please understand that when you talk of CapEx, you know, as Ashish said, that we do have multi-purpose facility, but we also have some dedicated facilities where we produce few of our products on a long-term basis. So based on that, we also have some customers with whom we have already signed NDA. We have gone ahead to ensure that this falls in place. But at the moment, as again we reiterate the market, we are very confident and hopeful that within the next 1 or 2 quarters, I mean the second and the third quarter will open, become more relaxed, and we'll be able to get started with the new projects which are already pipelined and commercialized.
Mm-hmm. Understood. And what about margins?
At the margin, you know, at the moment, what we have projected, we believe very strongly we should be somewhere where we are as Q1, or maybe a little slight improvement by 0.5% to 1%.
So 13.5% to 14.5% in that range.
That's right.
Okay, understood. And how much revenue mix comes from industrial chemical for us?
So if you look at the breakup in our business, close to around 60% is agro and 40% is performance chemical. Out of that, close to around between 15-18% is from the industrial division.
Out of 40% performance chemical, how much is industrial?
Around 18%.
18% out of that 40%, right?
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Fair enough. Yep, that's it from my side, sir. All the very best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Sir, just one question I had. So before this industry down cycle started, we had an aspiration of 1500 crore plus revenue and high teen margins. In your assessment today, is there a permanent change and those margins cannot be done given the way the industry dynamics have changed? If not, then what all things need for you to fall in place to again have those aspirational margins coming back on board?
So, as we have already said, that, you know, the market is under a correcting mode, and obviously, you know, the population all over the world is increasing. Food is a must, and we as an agrochemical company, or we or many agrochemical companies, follow that pattern. And as far as the robustic or the projection which we have given, 1500 crores, I think in my call on Q3 we have mentioned that we have tapered it down to around 1300, and again as on today, look at the market between just beginning of the year, between January to now, has changed very differently. But I'm very, we are very confident that what we are looking at, the future should be anywhere between 12 to 1250 in terms of revenue.
Okay, sir, let me just clarify. So I'm not seeing that.
Siraj, just a moment. I think I'll add one more point. We're saying, see, we don't see a structural shift happening in the industry. The product portfolio that we are developing has a long future, and the technology that we are developing is will compete in the market. So we are very optimistic that the product that we are targeting, there is no shift, and there is enough market size for us to enter and expand.
Okay, so let me rephrase it. So I'm not saying that you're in a particular year target. What I'm trying to understand is that if you need to get back to your aspirational numbers, what all things need to be falling in place? Because if I recollect, we were talking with a lot of clients like Nippon, Soda, or Hodogaya, or Syngenta, Corteva. It's, for example, I'm just giving some of the names. For new products, value-added products, it seems they have taken some backseat given the way the global cycle has played out, which is not in your hand. Is that the right assessment that those things have to again come back on the board for you to again aim for those expectation numbers?
So we are in continuous dialogue with them. Yes, I think there is some wait and watch happening at the moment because most of these names or most of these companies are still struggling with the current challenge they are going through of the industry downtime, inventory correction, numbers and all. But that dialogue is still on, and our assessment is that wherever we have had dialogue, there is a long-term optimism on the product that we are using.
Sir, lastly on phosphorus derivatives, we have been talking about it some time back. So is it still on board, or now that it doesn't appear to be that value accretive for us in overall scheme of things, and hence we are not looking at, not evaluating that? And we,
so you are talking about the phosphorus chemistry.
Yeah, I was just asking that in the past, we used to look at phosphorus derivatives to improve the value addition in that product basket. It was always small in overall scheme of things for us. So that focus still stays, or that how should one look at that part of the business?
No, so definitely the phosphorus chemistry is an important part of our business, and we do continue to add value. And even as on date, you know, because of the China factor, a lot of the phosphorus compounds have been now started exporting. So you see over this financial year a better numbers in terms of the industrial chemical, and also to add value on the phosphorus chain of derivatives.
So how much that would be for us in our percentage wise, phosphorus and its derivatives?
As I mentioned earlier, the caller asked me, it's approximately 18%.
So that is all phosphorus, okay. Okay.
Phosphorus and its compounds.
And its compounds is 18%, okay. Okay. Okay, sir, and just one last, if I can just reason. excuse me, sorry. And anything on the CRAM side you would like to comment? That's the last question from my side.
Yes, well, as we did mention that we are already in dialogues with many customers. As on date, because of the inventory correction and a little slowdown, things have been a little bit delayed, but that doesn't mean that the project is gone off. It's absolutely on. And as I did mention, and I think Vinod also did mention, that on the Q2, Q3, this should fall in place.
And over a longer period of time, so how... What is the outlook over there? Is it as it was earlier? Is it just a lag or delay, or there are again changes happening over there in the approach that you have towards trend? I'm more referring to the approach that you have.
I think it is more of a delay rather than a fundamental shift in the business model and the decision.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Harsh Beria, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, I have a question about a loss of a major contract. So in our annual report, we had mentioned that we had lost a major contract from a customer due to registration issues. Can you comment more about this molecule?
No, no. So, as you mentioned, you know, there was a product which needed registration in Australia, And at that time, there was the COVID phase going on. And at that time, that was the delay, but the contract is not lost.
So this is not the one with the Singapore customer which was supposed to get registration in Europe this year?
No. So the same product has two. One is that we have the registration in Australia which got delayed. And the other one which we have applied for the same product in Europe, I'm happy to say that the registration as on date which we have been talking to our consultants, we should be getting it by early September, mid-October.
So we would not be dispatching this product this year because I think that's the time when this product is used.
No, so it won't happen in the first Q1, Q2, but in Q3, Q4, there will be a percentage of product being dispatched.
Okay, thanks for that clarification. My next question is about a reactor capacity. I see that in our presentation, we have increased the reactor capacity to 2,000 kiloliters. Whereas in previous presentations, it was mentioned as 1,300 kiloliters. So have we done some expansion on our reactor capacities?
So basically what has happened is some of the older reactors have been replaced, which has come as a part of my CapEx. And those have been commissioned in this quarter. And that's the reason. And when we have replaced it, we have replaced with higher capacity reactors. And that's the increase has happened.
Okay, that makes sense. And my final question was about, so earlier we were looking for some land parcels in Gujarat or Maharashtra for our future expansion plans. Are we still on for that or will we wait for the markets to get better before we go on for the expansion?
With the product portfolio we have in mind, we are definitely looking at it and hopefully in the next maybe Q2 or Q3, we will get back with more news on this. But we are aggressively looking for it and we are hopeful that within Q2, Q3, we should finalize something.
Perfect. Thanks for answering my questions. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may please press star and one. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Rohit Ohri from Progressive Shares. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Two or three questions. First one related to Shalil by talking about the R&D. Sir, my question is, what sort of R&D spend as a percentage of turnover do we have currently? And how much do you intend to take it to?
So currently, if you look upon it, most of the efforts of the R&D teams have been in terms of life cycle management of existing products, in terms of increasing the efficiencies, increasing the capabilities, improving the qualities, reducing the impurities. Okay, so as such, if you look upon it, was somewhere in the range of around 0.3 to 0.4% of my revenue. But now, as Vinoji as well as Shilaji have pointed out, the R&D team is now working in two parts. One is managing the existing product life cycles as well as in terms of newer molecules and newer chemistry. So now going ahead, definitely we expect that the R&D spend would definitely go up.
So do we have any thoughts on, kind of having a own proprietary-based molecule or product and sell it under the brand of Punjab going forward?
Sorry, can you repeat again?
Do we have any product or molecules which are under the R&D, maybe in the R&D, which we intend to go forward and sell as a proprietary product from Punjab Chemicals?
Yeah, so as we had mentioned, that is where we have strengthened our R&D. So by and large, Punjab, our main focus is supply chain. We work with many of these customers overseas as well as local, develop with them. But within this year, with the strengthening of the R&D, we are also looking within the next 1 to 2 years to come out with one or two newer products, which will be made by us, but obviously we will look at partners to market it in the overseas markets.
Okay, Shalil bhai. The last question that I have is related to the raw material scenario. If you can just take us through what is the dependence on the import of raw materials and especially related to the phosphorus chemistry with the prices that are fluctuating in China, What is our dependence on the import of the raw materials?
So when you talk on phosphorus, as you know that the Schrock family used to make phosphorus, but because of China, Vietnam coming in, so we don't foresee any problem with this phosphorus, because not only with China, Vietnam, we also get material now from Russia. At the moment, yes, because of the war, there has been some hiccups in delays, but we are getting the product. As far as the other products, we always believe to be independent, and we always work very hard to ensure that the raw material dependency goes away from where we are buying. So earlier, if you see, maybe between 3 to 4 years, we are at around 40 to 42%. We are now at around 30%, and we believe in the next 2 years, we'll go down to between 20 to 23%.
Okay, that helps, Shalibhai. Shalibhai, any thoughts on making the company a debt-free entity in the next 3 years or maybe 4 years down the line?
I mean, you should commend to us, because with the size of our turnover, our debt is very negligible.
My debt equity currently is around 0.3, and if you look at the trajectory for the last 3 to 4 years, there has been a marked improvement on the debt equity front. While yes, I agree that as a management, we do keep a very close eye on the debt content. But at the same time, we would want to leverage to some extent, at least, okay, to a minimal extent, without having overexposure on the debt part of it. So yes, so as far as our normal working capital requirements and capex plans are concerned, most of them are currently being catered from internal accruals. Only on need basis, in case there are some big projects which are lined up, then yes, we may look at it, but again, not in totality, maybe to some extent, to the extent required, I would say.
Okay, sir. Thank you for answering my question. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir, and congratulations for very good set of numbers. So joined actually a bit late, so a few things maybe someone asked about this question, that as we in Q4 we have been talking about that 1500 crore kind of additional order book to be expected, so what is the update on that, and as we are looking to achieve 2500 crore top line, so how we are seeing that kind of that number when currently the market is right now is talking about some kind of this all high inventory level, and sales are, look, for most of the companies are on the lower side, and still we are talking about that 2-3 quarter, maybe 1 or 2 quarter will be another lackluster numbers.
I think this is sort of a repeat question, but let me still answer this. First thing is, I think industry inventory correction is going to be there for next 2 quarters, and it's going to be challenging. I think we all know that very well. At the same time, fundamentals of industry have not changed, in the sense that the products are still required, market is still there. Now, and that's where some of the product addition and the growth projection may have some delay. But broadly, we are on track in terms of our existing product. Market share is still intact. In fact, we are confident of growing that market share, and addition of new products will be slightly delayed, but they are there because our discussion with our customers is still very positive, and as and when market conditions stabilize, those things will start getting commercialized. So I think that's the broad outlook that we can give.
Okay. What sort of capex we are looking for in FY24 and 25?
I will again answer this question. This was raised earlier. For this financial year, FY24, we are looking at a total outlay of around 40 crores, of which we have already incurred somewhere around 9 crores, and the balance amount will be spread across the balance 3 quarters. For the next financial year, we are in the process of shortlisting the products depending upon the market conditions. And as and when we have better visibility, then definitely we'll chart out a plan for FY25 as well.
Okay. And one last question. Just considering that UPL is one of our big customers, and UPL right now is lowering their guidance, and They are also expecting some buying from second half, so every day there will be some kind of recovery. So in any volume contraction we are expecting because of this, or it would be more or less in line with our earlier numbers?
So I think, every company has their own way of looking at it, but UPL has been a good partner with Punjab in terms of supply chain. We believe that moving forward, it would be flat, and again, it is again the inventory correction which will happen. And the confidence level is that definitely, as I did mention, that, land is getting smaller, population is increasing, food, even you see climatic conditions are different. So I would say that moving forward, it would be a flat, but moving in the future, there is a tremendous scope towards the business in terms of manufacturing various chemicals.
Okay, because why I am asking is that although UPL is guiding 1 to 5% kind of top line for full year, and we are already seeing good decline in this quarter, and probably in next quarter also there would be significant decline. So second half should have been more than, I would say, 15-20% kind of growth for them to beat those kind of numbers. So that means there would be a significant kind of volume should be expected in second half. So that is why I was asking, so maybe we will have a better volumes in second half, or it would be similar kind of range?
I think we are keeping a close watch. I mean, at the moment, as everybody knows, that there is an inventory correction. So, but we are keeping a close watch. There is a constant tracking happening in the market for both demand and competition. And appropriate calls are being taken between our customer, be it UPL, be it any other customer, to see that our volumes move in the market. This second half, yes, is expected to be better by the industry, mainly because there is a hope that all the inventory liquidation and high price inventory will get liquidated in first half, and the second half movement will be better. We are also hoping for the same, but I think we have to just keep a close watch on the market.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogansh Jeswani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So most of the questions have been answered. Just two clarifications. So in past, we have mentioned about an Israeli customer, Nexform, for whom we were making some intermediate fermentation product. So what is the development on that? Can you talk a bit more on that?
Yeah, so as we mentioned that, the intermediate is more for the pharma. And that the pharma industry is also going through a little bit of correction. As on date, everything is on track, but there will be a slight delay.
So can we expect that this gets pushed to next financial year and nothing would come into this financial year?
That would be correct.
Okay. And sir, next would be on Prosulfocarb. So we have been putting a lot of effort in this, and this seems to be a promising product. So where are we exactly in this? I understand that the registrations are a bit delayed, but in terms of technology, in terms of the batches that we have produced, where do we stand? Are we confident on the yield and the efficiency that we are getting? Or is there some challenge or delay even at that level?
So I think we don't comment on a product like Prosulfocarb or something on calls like this, but whenever we look at a product at a commercial level or at a lab level, we always ensure that the efficiency is good. And that's where we commercialize it. Otherwise, we don't. So as far as we are concerned with the product range we have in pipeline, we are absolutely as per the industrial standard. And that's where we have tried to prove what we did in Q1 in terms of efficiencies, in terms of product quality, and ensuring that the supply chain is not disturbed.
Understood. I think the point about asking the question was not to get any specific details in terms of what kind of yields or efficiency we are getting out of it. Just a broad sense, suppose if the registrations come through, then we will be able to scale up this product for sale, and we won't face any challenges as such. Just a bit of
I think broad at a high level, we can say that we both quality and cost, we are competitive in the market for the products that we are developing. So,
and so just one
specific, but all for all the products. And that's what we try to do, and that's where our R&D efforts have been. And that's what most of the new R&D team is focused upon.
Understood. And so just if you're comfortable sharing for ProSulfoCarb, from what level are we producing this, if you're comfortable sharing that? In terms of
I don't think we can give any specific details on a particular product because each of these are different market conditions, dynamics, and all those things. So we don't comment on any specific product.
Fair enough, sir. That's it for my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on good set of numbers. So my first question is on the product pipeline that we have mentioned in our presentation. So from both agro and specialty chemical, what is the kind of potential revenues that we are seeking once these products are commercialized maybe over the next 1-2 years?
So as we have been always mentioning that, you know, right now there is a correction in the market. Few of our products which we have commercialized, samples have been approved. Generally, on calls like this, we don't talk on revenue, but we would say that the pipeline is pretty robust, and we believe and very confident with the customers who we are discussing that these products will be commercialized.
Sure. Just one clarification on this. When we say that, under the business model that these are CRAMS, exactly how are we, I mean, is it similar to the other competitors who are doing for the global innovators, or is there something different that we are doing?
So as far as the CRAM business we go, every company has their different models, you know, in terms of, and even every customer has their different models in how we operate. But it is absolutely, by and large, it is as per the industrial standards.
Sure. And just one last clarification on the same. Here, in terms of incremental focus, is our focus equally divided between agro and specialty, or is it more focused on maybe specialty and lesser focused on agro?
So I think, you know, our focus is on agro, which would be on a higher side. But having said that, we are also looking at the specialty. So moving forward, agro would be a precursor for us on the growth side. And within the next 2 years, on the intermediate or the performance chemical also, we have products on pipeline. And as and when it falls in place, we will be informing on our various calls.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot for answering all the questions and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think we can take one last question.
Yes, the next question is from the line of Faisal Zubair Hawa from HG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
So, sir, with this kind of a performance that we have given in this quarter, which, you know, in which there is also a quarter-on-quarter growth, would we be, you know, very much optimistic for a very good year, say, in FY25, you know, 1 year ahead, and, you know, where you could be very confident of then giving this kind of a quarter almost every quarter?
So as we have already told you that right now, we are watching the market very carefully. Continuous dialogue is happening with all our customers in to see that the growth pattern, we can grow. But as we said that after Q2, Q3, we'll have more clarity. As we already mentioned that few of our product samples have already been approved. Things are in process, so we'll be more better in looking at the market conditions and commenting a little bit once Q2, Q3 and proper correction has happened in the market.
And sir, would we be able, you know, having any kind of a thought process to, you know, spend more on R&D or, you know, increase it as a percentage of sales to, you know, look at company in a more long-term base?
I think this was asked and Ashish had already replied that yes, R&D is our major focus. And as during three of us did mention that the R&D is a focus, it's in fact the backbone of any organization. So our efforts towards this is more. And we believe in the next
My specific question is whether we will increase it as a percentage of sales and how much will we want to increase it?
It's more like a mathematical answer.
Yeah, we wouldn't like to quantify on the numbers, but yes, the R&D expenditure, the R&D projects, the new products, we'll be definitely concentrating and we'll be putting more emphasis on it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumit Khaitan from Orient Capital for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much for joining this call. We are Orient Capital, investor relation advisor to Punjab Chem. For any queries, please feel free to reach out to us. And now hand over to management for their closing remarks. Thank you.
So I thank everybody for taking your time and spending on this call. And we hope we have satisfied your queries. And as if there are any more queries, you're free to please contact the CFO of the company anytime you like. Thank you once again and have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.